Welcome to Vallejo's Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, January 22nd, 2017. The Reverend Wendy Camori Stager is preaching. The sermon today is the third in our series of Who Are You? The sermon title for today is Embody Beatitude Living. The gospel reading is Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12.
Me. Holy Spirit, we place ourselves before you. I place my words and reflections before you, that you would guide us so that we would not be creating you in our image, but that we would be shaped by who you have already made us to be. God, help us know deeply who we are this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If somebody sneezes and says, achoo, you say, bless you, right? And so many political speeches end with these almost, it's almost obligatory now, right? God bless America. But what is blessing all about? It sounds like a really good theological word, but it also gets used all over the place. Oprah loves this word. And people use it as a hashtag for photos on Facebook or Twitter. And the photos that get labeled as hashtag blessed usually are some amazing vacation. You're in Tahiti, there's the palm tree in the corner, perfect weather, hashtag blessed. Or it's a plate of food where it's all artistically arranged. Do you get those on your feed? Oh, hashtag blessed. There we go. Yeah. What did you get for blessed?
New pair of shoes.
New pair of shoes. Yes. Yeah. I found one that had like Paris Hilton, you know, with her, all her beautiful friends. Hashtag blessed. What else are you getting? You know, happy family pictures where everybody's all together and their arms are each other and the grandchild is on your lap.
A lot of selfies.
There we go. And it's easy for us to say we're blessed when the baby is born healthy and the surgery was successful, when the church event went smoothly, when you get the promotion or the raise, and you go, oh, I feel blessed right now. I've said it too. But sometimes blessings, this idea of blessing gets carried a bit far. Another community that loves the word blessings and the idea that God is blessing us are folks who preach what is so-called the prosperity gospel. The prosperity gospel preaches that as God's child, you deserve these blessings and that God wants you to be prosperous in this lifetime. Pastor Burns, who's one of the spiritual advisors to our newly inaugurated president, said, Jesus says, above all things, I pray that you prosper. I pray you have life more abundantly. Doesn't it sound like I'm praying that you have blessings? Burns also has a multi-million televangelist business, by the way. But blessing becomes shorthand, I believe, for God's goodness and when things are going well. But I want to caution us for some of the underlying assumptions under a sort of prosperity gospel. Because I think it's really saying God is blessing what we humans are saying that we want. And then secondly, the prosperity gospel sometimes gives, untrue? I don't know.
An incomplete
answer. Because if you are praying to God and asking for blessings and you don't receive them, sometimes the response is, well, you didn't have enough faith. You need to pray harder. And then you're going to see more of these blessings. If you aren't healed, maybe you haven't prayed hard enough. And then it has this sneaky implied corollary, which is, if you are blessed when things are going well, does that mean you're cursed when things are not going well? Just ask Job. And so when we read these blessing passages from our scripture this morning in Matthew chapter 5, to me it challenges this idea of who's blessed and what are blessings really about. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek, the ones who have stepped back, who aren't putting themselves out there in front. I don't see any reference to blessed is the prosperous in this list in Matthew. In fact, these lists of blessedness feel upside down to how blessed gets used as a hashtag. I'm not going there this morning, but we could.
The only reason why I thought of it, it's the equivalent one, says, woe to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so Luke has kind of the opposite, but it's woe to those who are rich now, which is exactly the opposite of, hey, blessed are those who are happy and well done, right? Well, things are happening here. The place I'm going to go is the translation of the Greek word blessed. So the Greek word is makarioi, or makarios. And it's, you know, some translators translate this happy, but happy makes you think of like happy sad. That's not quite as close. It is closer to fully satisfied, having a sense of fullness and being sated. The other thing about these blessings in the Gospel of Matthew is that the verb use is indicative, not imperative. Ooh, do you remember your English lessons? Right? So indicative, it's blessed are. It's a statement of being. It's not even like God blesses, right? Or you are blessed if. It is just blessed are. God says blessed are. And so these makarios, these beatitudes, are more statements of God's reality than a list of do's and don'ts, or shoulds and shall nots. They are one answer to the question of this series, who are you? The answer is, blessed are. And these blessed are statements confront us to examine that God's favor is upon people who we, in our common language, may not look at or assume are blessed, because they're not the folks that society necessarily blesses. Or even we think about ourselves when we've been put down, or when we're grieving, or when we are frustrated with the unfairness we see around us. Is that when we assume that we are blessed? These blessings are given not because of who the hearers are, but because of who the speaker is. And the speaker is Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus says, blessed are. And so if Jesus was the one who got to create the hashtags that show up on your feed, would it be a baby born with birth defects? Blessed is this child. Would it be the scared faces of brothers and sisters in Christ when their church has been burned down? Blessed are. Maybe it's a picture of an African-American mother mourning her child who has been shot by the people who have been supposedly hired to protect. Blessed are those who mourn. Perhaps it's a 91-year-old man who is just bereft after the loss of his spouse of 51 years. Blessed. God is declaring a new reality. one that's breaking in even now, and one that's not conditional upon whether people feel blessed or not. It's a statement that God says, you are blessed. Why? Because God said so. Because this is God's version of reality. A lot of my sermons end with a, so what? Go forth, do something. But because the Beatitudes are not a to-do list, I'm not telling you to go out and become poor in spirit or to become persecuted. Yes, Jesus has other things to say in other parts of the Bible about this. But this specific passage of the Beatitudes is more about being than it is about doing. It's more about perspective. And so in these statements of blessedness, I've become more aware and cautious in how I use the word blessed and blessed. Because there's, I don't want my view of the world to say, this is blessed, and I think that God comes in and blesses it behind me. It's different to go, this is who God blesses. How do I then look at the world differently? How can I then look at life in a world that is full of suffering, into the eyes of people who are poor in spirit, who are in deep grief, who are in conflicted families and relationships, and be able to declare all and all in the midst of it that God can and does supply fullness and satisfaction, even if it doesn't look like the happy hashtag blessed. Not because it's something that's easy, but because it's something that's true and something that can bring good news, especially to those whose lives don't look the way that so often our society has said that blessedness can look. And it's true for ourselves as well, that when your prayers have not been answered, when there's something going on that you don't understand, that Makarios, that blessed are, remains, regardless of what's going on in your life as well. I'm grateful our identity isn't resting in what we do. It rests in who God is. Thanks be to God.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.